Today's daf is Nida daf Ayin Gimel. Today is the last daf in Shas, so after having a Siyum HaShas, I guess we should try to finish Shas. First, apologies in advance. I working on very little sleep and did not have a chance to actually wake up early enough to prepare today's daf, so this is going to have to be somewhat of a group effort. We left off with daf Ayin Bezam and Bez. We were discussing the Chiddush of Rav Huna. We had a Machlokas Beisham and Beisil in the Mishnah. This goes all the way back to Machlokas Beisham and Beisil in the Mishnah, whether a woman who sees Dam on Day Yud Aleph, the Yud Aleph Yom, should be Nidil Nida, whether she actually becomes a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom on a Daraisa level. Does she have to be Shomeris Day Yud Bez the 12th day, or do we assume that she's not a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom? So Rav Huna said a Chiddush on Amud Aleph, on Ayin Beis Amud Aleph. Rav Huna said a Chiddush that Mishkava Umoshava Shebesheni Beshamay Metamin Afal Pi Shetavla Afal Pi Shelo Ra'asa. That when Beshamay is Metamay, Mishkava Umoshav, that meaning on the second day of her Re'iyav, she sees, let's say, during the Yud Aleph Yom, and she goes to the mikvah that day, she goes to the mikvah the next day, meaning let's say she sees, for example, on day 3 of the Yud Aleph Yom, and she goes to the mikvah on day 4 of the Yud Aleph Yom, and then she sleeps with her husband, even though she went to the mikvah, and even though she did not see dam, she's going to be metame. She's still going to be metame because she did not have a full shmiras yom keneged yom. The Beisham would hold this is only a tumah midrabanan, but still she's going to be metame mishkav moshav. Since if she would have seen, it would be metame lemafreya midaraisa, because it would still be mesayv to the ziva. So even if she doesn't see, the rabbanan are going to be gozer lest she does see. So the Gemara asks in that, wait a second. We have a brisa that tells us that a man who sees one day of ziva or one ri'iyah of ziva, by a man it doesn't depend on days, it depends on a man is metame ri'iyos kibiyam, it depends on how many times he sees. So a man who sees one ri'iyah of ziva is the same exact thing as a woman as a shomeres yom keneged yom. So if that's the case, we learn by a man that sees one ri'iyah of ziva that it's not going to be metame mishkov moshav l'divrei. So how could you, Rav Huna, say that a woman who was during the Yud Aleph Yom is Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom is going to be Mitame Mishkav Moshe B'Torah's Vaday, granted only Midrabanan, but B'Torah's Vaday? So says the Gemara, we left off with that question, says the Gemara about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 lines in, on Ayin Beis and Beis, Lo Tema Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, Ela Ema Kibbowel Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. No, we misunderstood. We misunderstood the equation. When we said that a man who sees one ri'iyah of ziva is like a shomeres yom keneged yom, we didn't mean he has the same status of a shomeres yom keneged yom. No, we meant he has the same din as a boel shomeres yom keneged yom. If you look at Rashi, d'modu Rav Huna b'bi'ila b'sheni la'achar tvilasa she'itola kol zman shelo rasa vein tumas alav afilu midrabanan. That even Rav Huna would agree that the tumas mishkav u'moshav that she has, even if she's Tavelas, and even if she was Lo Ra'asa, that's only on her. But at the Boel's Tuma, that would only be told, and that would not be any real Tuma. There would be no Tuma Midrabanan of Mishkav Moshav that we would have Bitoras Vaday. It would only be her Tuma. The Boel, we would just wait to see what happens. We would wait to see if she's Taka Soser, that if she sees Dam the next day, good, then we know that it's a Stiran, that she never had her Shmiris Yom Keneged Yom. Then it will turn out that he was Boel, Zava, and then it will turn out that it's Tuma. So, Frakta Gemara, Maishna Ihu Delamitami Mishkov Moshav, Umaishna Ihi Demitamulei. But why the difference? Either way, before she sees anything, she's Tahora Midaraisa. If she were to see something, it would be Mitami both of them, both her and the Boel. So, why is it that by her before she sees, we're already Gozer, a Tuma of Mishkov Moshav Midrabanan, but by him before he sees, we're not gozer before she, not before he sees, by him before she sees, we're not gozer atumad rabbanan. Answers the Gemara, ihi de lo shchicha Ihu de lo shchichi bei damim lo gazer barabanan. Ihi de shchichi ba damim gazer barabanan. By him, he never sees dam, so the dam is never going to be found by him. So mele the rabbanan whenever goes it to be matami mishkav moshav when she has not yet seen her dam after the tashmish, whereas she is the one who's going to actually see the dam. So the rabbanan thought it's one step closer. It makes more sense to make the gzeira dafka by her because she's the one that actually sees the dam. Frak the gemara umayshna mishkav moshav de matamilei umayshna boel de lo matamilei. So wait a second. Granted, we want to say that she has this tuma mishkav moshav. Why is it that we say that even before she sees dam, she has the ability to be metame mishkav moshav? Why doesn't she also have an equal ability to be metame her boel before she sees dam? We just got through saying that the boel is tola, that he's totally fine unless she actually sees something. And so Gemara Mishkav Moshav Deshkiach Metamilei Bol Dol Shkiach Lo Metamia. What's more common, for a woman to sit down somewhere or for a woman to have bia during that day of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom? Since it's much more common that to have a Mishkav Moshav, so the Rabbanan decided to make a gzeira to be metami the Mishkav Moshav. But a boel is much less common. The Rabbanan did not make any such gzeira about a boel. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah Tavli Yom Shala Achra V'Shimsha HaRezu Tarbus Ra'a. We learned in our Mishnah that if she goes to the mikvah the next day and she is mishamish, she has tashmish, so we said that's called a tarbus ra'a, meaning she did somewhat of a shimur, and it's a good shimur, but you're not allowed to do this because it could lead to a suffix, because what could happen, she might still see dam after the tashmish, and that's still going to be mitzareif to the Yimei Ziva, the Tvila will turn out to be invalid. So that's a Tarbus Ra'a. Maga'an ubi ilasan tluyin. So, and anything that she touches, anything she's boel, is hanging in the balance depending on whether she still sees dam. Talking about the exact case that we have been talking about, that Rav Huna has been talking about. It's during the Yod Aleph Yom. She sees dam once. She's supposed to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Early in the day that she's supposed to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom, she goes to the mikvah, and she and we discuss her tumah status, and we say Tluyin, my love divrei akolhi, and isn't that line in the Mishnah going even l'shitas beishamai? So don't you see that even beishamai holds that it would be tluyin and that it would not be tameh? Even beishamai holds it would be tluyin. So there's a kashan Rav Huna, because Rav Huna held that beishamai would say she's being tameh vaday with tumas mishkav moshav. And so Gemara lo beis hilalhi, who said that line in the Mishnah is going like beishamai? That line in the Mishnah is assuming like the shita of beishamai. So yeah, Beis Hillel would say she's not metame, because Beis Hillel would say it's perfectly good that as long as she doesn't see any further dam, Beis Hillel is more mekel, as long as she doesn't see any further dam, it would be perfectly fine. Detanya, Amalem Rabbi Yudel Beis Hillel, v'chiluzuat ha-makor in Tarbus Ra'a, v'alo lo neskavin za'alo livel asanida. Because after all, the conversation continued where Rabbi Yudel said to the Beis Hillel, you call this a Tarbus Ra'a? Now who's Rabbi Yudel addressing? Only Beis Hillel, because it's only Beis Hillel who called it a Tarbus Ra'a. Beis Shammai apparently doesn't just say it's a Tarbus Ra and it's tolin. But he said to Beis Hillel, how can you call this a Tarbus Ra? This guy was trying to be Boel and Nida. So it says, Nida Salkadai, she's definitely not a Nida. We're talking about Yud Alf Yom Shabbat Nida and Nida. We're talking about during the Yimei Ziva. So that she's not. Whatever she is, it's definitely not a Nida. Ela Ema Livel Sazava. No, it meant to say that this guy is trying to be Boel Zava. Zava usually has the connotation of Zava Gedola, of a woman who's seen Dam for 3 days in a row during the Yod Alf Yom Shabbat Nidal and Nidah. So says Gemara, Zava Salgadaitach? She's definitely not that either. She can't be a Zava either because she hasn't seen Dam for 3 days in between during the Yod Alf Yom Shabbat Nidal and Nidah. So Zava's probably not the right word to use either in this context. So says the Gemara, Ela Ema Livel Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. No, what he means to say is that he was trying to be Boel a woman who's really a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. So how can you let him get away with that and say, yeah, Tarbus Ra'a, as if like, bad idea, not so recommended. No, it's terrible. It's not just not so recommended. But the bottom line is that attack was on Beis Hillel, not on Beis Shammai, because it was only Beis Hillel who called it a Tarbus Ra'a in the first place. Period. Itmar. We now begin a new discussion. Asiri, Rabbi Yochanan Amar Asiri Kitshi, Matshi Ba'ishimur, Af Asiri Ba'ishimur, Reshlach Shamar Asiri, Ka'achadasar, Ma'achadasar Lo Ba'ishimur, Af Asiri Lo Ba'ishimur. Fundamental machlokas. Everyone would agree that if a woman sees dam on the 9th of the Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida Lenida, everyone would agree she then becomes a real full-fledged Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom Mide Oraisa, because she has the potential to become a Zava Gadola. If she sees on the 10th and the 11th, so that's 3 days in a row during the Yud Aleph Yom Shebe Nida Lenida, she can easily become a Zava Gadola. So all would agree to that. That would not be very difficult at all. Everyone we're certain that there's a machlokas when she sees on day 11. When she sees on day 11 of Yud Aleph Yom, she be nidal nida, does she become a Shomeris Yom, Keneged Yom? Good, so there's certainly a machlokas in the case where she sees on day 11. What if she sees on day 10? So it's not the very end of the Yud Aleph Yom, meaning the day of the Shemira would not already be into the days of Nida, but she also has no potential to become a Zava Gadola, because she can't see for 3 days in a row during Yimei Ziva. The Yimei Ziva will run out before she hits 3 days. So that's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says, Asiri has the same din as she becomes a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom fully, and Reish Lakish would say no, that it's like day 11 where she does not become a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom. Ikud Masin La'aha. So some say it in the following context. Amar Lo Rabbi Lozer Ben Azari Le Rabbi Akiva, Afilu Atamarba B'shemen kol hayom eini shomeilach el chatzi luk shemen l'tovda u'reviyas yayin l'nazir v'achar aso yom shbe nida l'nida halach l'moshe misinai. So Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says to Rabbi Akiva, even if you're marba b'shemen kol hayom kulo, you're never going to be able to convince me, no matter how much you try to tell me, you'll never be able to convince me that there's any more than the chatzi luk shemen required for a carbon tovda. Reviyas yayin is the shear for a nazir to be chayiv a carbon and to violate his nazirus fully, and acharas yom should be nidal nidal, because all of these shiurim, all of these numbers are halachal Moshe Misinai. If you look at Rashi, eini shomeilach lelami davar zemin amikra shalachal Moshe Misinai al pehu, meaning you're going to come and bring me psukim to show me that there should be different numbers and midrashas. It doesn't matter. All your drashas are going to go out the window. We have halachal Moshe Misinai. This is part of our Torah Shebal Peh. There's nothing negotiable about any of these halachos. And next Rashi, Shebe Nidal Nida, Bein Sof Nidal Tchilas Nida, Mishakali Me Nida, Eina Chozeres Lios Nida, Leishav Luri Achas, Shisha Vahu, Ad Sheyichlu Yud Aleph Yom. That there is no time during those 11 days, after her Yimei Nida are over, where she could possibly, even potentially, become a Nida. So says Gemara, my halacha. So what is what do we mean by halacha? If you look at Rashi again, demashma ayom yud aleph kamer. Sounds like we're talking about day 11. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah davi halacha l'Moshe Misinai ubayashas mail chosav mishari yam shalfanav. The implication the Gemara is assuming is that it's not the 11 days are halacha l'Moshe Misinai, but rather the 11th day is halachal Moshe Misinai. That there's something unique and special about the 11th of the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida. That's not necessarily true about all of the Yud Aleph Yom Shebein Nida L'Nida. So what exactly is that halacha? Rabbi Yochanan Amar, halacha Yud Aleph. There's one halacha about day 11 that distinguishes it from the days prior to it. Reish Lakish Amar, Hilchos Achadasar. Reish Lakish will say, no, there are two halachos that distinguish day 11 from the days prior to it. Rabbi Yochanan Amar halacha Achadasar, Achadasar hu d'lo b'yishimur, halachrini avet shimur. Rabbi Yochanan will say, there's only one thing that distinguishes it, and that is that the day 11 would not require Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom on a Doraisa level, but all of the other days, including day 10, does require shimur. That's Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that Asiri Kitshi, that Asiri has the same din as the ninth day, which would require shimur. Reish Lakish Amar Halachos Acharasar. Reish Lakish says there's a double distinction. Halachos Acharasar Lo Acharasar Bo Yishimur Velo Shimur La Asiri. What are the halachos? That both the 11th day does not require shimur, and the 10th day also doesn't require shimur. So those are the two halachos that distinguish day 11. asks the Gemara, those aren't two halachos that distinguish day 11. That's one halacha that you put past day 11, that you said is not only true about day 11, but is also true about day 10. That is hardly two halachos. So says Gemara, Havi hani halachos ninu, hani kray ninu. You want to say that that's halachos? Besides, that's not what the Gemara's kasha. The Gemara is saying, that's not halachos. How can you call that halachos? That's not halachos. That's psukim, meaning the source of this idea that day 10 is going to be also a day that does not require shimur, just like day 11 is a day that does not require shimur, is learned out from psukim. It is not learned out from Allah al Moshe b'Sinai. Did Tanya that we have a brisa? Yachal aroa gimel yam b'tchilas nida ritzufim tezava. One might have had an unbelievable havamina. Might as well take this every page of this mesecta that we learned until this point, if this havamina were true, and just rip them all up, because it would change everything. That one might have thought that a Nida who sees during the Yimei Nida, if she sees 3 days in a row, that she should become a Zava Gedola, that she should have all the status of a Zava Gedola and require Shiva Nekiyim, Uma Ani Mekayim. And what would I then do with the pasuk that says, Isha Kisiya Zava Dam Yezova, that what would the pasuk be referring to when the pasuk says, Dam Yezova Bivsara Shivas Yamim Tiye Binida Sa, that she would be a Nida for 7 days? So if seeing 3 days in a row would make her a Zava Gedola, what would I do with that pasuk that tells me that a Nida becomes a Nida for only 7 days, whereas a Zava Gedola, we know that's not true? So says Gemara, Baroa Yamecha, I would say, yeah, that pasuk is about a woman who sees Dam during Yimei Nida for 1 day. If she sees Dam for 1 day during Yimei Nida, then she becomes a Nida. But if she sees Dam during Yimei Nida for 3 days, yeah, good, maybe she becomes a Zava Gedola. So Tama Lomar, that's why the pasuk has to say, below Es Nida Sa. What's that pasuk? So that's the pasuk. It tells us, Isha ki yazuv zov dama yamim rabim, if a woman sees dam for many days below Es Nidasa, and the puzzle goes out of its way to say, not during the Yemei Nida. O ki sazuv al Nidasa, kal Yemei Zov Tumas, Yemei Nidasa, Yetiyatam, Tmei, etc., and she's going to require Shiva Nekiyim. That part of the definition of being a Zava is being below Es Nidasa. Samach Nidasa. Look at Rashi. Below Es Nidasa, Eino Omer Lach El Abro Shlosha Achar Yimei Nidasa, Samach LeNidasa. It has to be after the Yimei Nida are over, sometime close to the Yimei Nida. Sharasa Yom Rishon Achar Zayin Yimei Nidasa, Verasa Shmini Tshiva Asiri. So she'll see, let's say, during the 8th day, meaning Nida lasted 7 days, so on the day 8, day 9, day 10, that's when she sees Dam. When it's below Es Nidasa, Samach LeNidasa. So says Gemara, great, so now you've shown me that as soon as you made Nidar over, right away she's eligible to become a Zava. What you did not show me is, what if she doesn't see Dam right away? What if there's a pause? So does she still become a Zava a couple of days later? So says the Gemara, so you only showed me that she could become a Zava when it's Samach LeNidasa. What if it's not so close? What if it's a little muflug from the days of Nida? Tamil Omar, that's why that same pasuk says, O Kisizov, to come and be Marba, that even O Kisizov al Nidasa, Kol Yemezov Tumasa, which would tell me to be Marba if she sees day 9, 10, and 11. Not only days 8, 9, and 10, when her Nida days ended after 7, not only is if she sees Dam 8, 9, and 10 that she becomes a Zava, even if it's 9, 10, and 11, she'd become a Zava. How do I know that she could become a Zava Gedola? Not only if it's just 1 day after the Yemei Nida are over, but 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, till 10 days after the Yemei Nida are over, that she could still become a Zava. So says the Gemara, Because all of these days apparently do have a din of Yimei Ziva. So Amrit Mamatsinu Beravii the 4 days after Svira, after the Yimei Nida are over. So the Sharoi L'Svira V'Roi L'Ziva. That's a very unique day because it is a day. It's the last day that she would already be able to be counting Shiva Nikiyim in if she would have become a Zava Gadola already. Meaning it's not the last day, the first day. It's the first day that would possibly be a day of Sfiras Shiva Nikiyim. After the Yimei Nida are over, she will never need Shiva Nikiyim unless she sees for 3 days in a row. Again, this is different than a man. A man becomes a Zav who's requires Shiva Nikiyim with 2 Re'ios, and they could both be on the same day. He's chayv a carbon with 3 Re'ios, and they could all be on the same day. For a woman who's not mitame b'Re'ios k'biyamim, it needs to be 3 consecutive days. So if it can only be 3 consecutive days, the very first day that she could potentially be eligible for a Svira, Shiva Nikiyim, is day 4. So it's Ro'i l'Svira, and it's also Ro'i l'Ziva. It's also right to be mitstarif with the previous days if she doesn't see, let's say, on day 1. So to be mitstarif with days 2 and 3 to create a situation of Zava Gadola. So if that's true of day 4, Afani Avi Ha'asiri, Sharoi L'Sfira, V'Roi L'Ziva. So I'll say the same thing about the 10th day also, that it's Roi L'Sfira. It can be counted, it could potentially be one of the days of counting Shiva Nikiyim, and it could also be Roi L'Ziva. If you look at Rashi, V'Roi L'Ziva, L'Tzaref, Lehitstarif im Beis Gimel. This is talking about Day Dalit. The Starif im Beis Gimel Dalit. Im Lo Rasa Bechad. Tois Rabbi Muflag Yom Echad Mikra. We know that day 4 could be Mitzarif with days 2 and 3 because we had a pasuk already that taught me that you could be Muflag by 1 day. Do Kisizov. Dahainu Beis Gimel Dalit. So Afani Marba Kol Elu Ad Yud V'Yud Bechlal. So we include days not only 2, 3, 4, but 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, including 10. Shein Ruin. It's royal sfira because it's if she would have seen the first 3 days of Yemei Ziva, day 10 she would still be counting Shiva Nikiyim. So it's royal sfira and it's royal ziva. It could be mitzarif to a ziva. Uminayin l'rabos achadasar. Good. How do I know to include day 11 as well? So it should be mitzarif with other days for Ziva, meaning let's say she sees days 9, 10, and 11. How do I know day 11 can be one of the days that will count toward making her a Zava Gadola? Tamalomar below Eis Nidasa. That's why the pasuk says below Eis Nidasa, that even if it's really not the time of her Nidus, even if it's very muflug from the time of her Nidus, and day 11 is very muflug from the time of her Nidus, it's 11 days later. So Yachal Shani Marba Af Shnei Masar. So I might think, oh good, once we're saying that you could even be Marba days that are way past the Yimei Nida, so I might think day 12 also. Let's say she sees days 10, 11, 12. I might think that should make her a Zava Gadola. And we know that that's not the case, because day 12 is already the beginning of her next Yimei Nida. That would already begin if she had not yet become a Zava Gadola, L'Rov Rishonim. If she had not yet become a Zava Gadola during those 11 days, so let's say she saw only day 10 and 11, so she day 12 would start up the Yimei Nida again. Samrad Lav. Umari, so we said, no, that can't be. It can't be that there's no way we would count day 12. So Mari Isol Rabos Achadas or Lotzi Shnei Masar. So why? Why would we say that day 11 is in, but day 12 is out? Day 11 could definitely count toward the Yimei Ziva, but for whatever reason, day 12 does not count toward the Yimei Ziva. So Marba Ani Achadas or Sharoi L'Sfiras O Kisizov Umotzi Ani Yudbeis She'en Roi L'Sfiras O Kisizov. What did we darshan from the Pasuk O Kisizov? We darshan that even if she gets her Ziva Muflug 1 day from her Yimei Nida, which means she does not see Dam on days 1, 2, and 3 of the Yeralf Yom, but she sees Dam on days 2, 3, and 4, we darshan from the Pasuk of Okisizov, that makes her a Zava Gadola. Good. Let's say she becomes a Zava Gadola in that way, days 2, 3, and 4. Now she needs Shiva Nikiyim. What are Shiva Nikiyim going to be? Days 5 through 11. Not 12, only 11. So since the Pasuk Oki Sizov only would include day 11 as one of the Yimei Sfiras Shiva Nikiyim, that's why day 11 makes it also as a day that she could potentially become a Zava Gedola, but day 12 does not make it a day of that she could potentially become a Zava Gedola. Says Gemara Veinli El Shloshi Yamim Shnei Yam Minayin. So I would only know that from the that she's called a Zava in regards to Tumah if she sees for 3 days. How do I know that even if she sees for 2 days, she's already Mitameh? Granted, she doesn't eat Shiva Nikim, she's not Chayav a Karban, but she's already Mitameh even if she sees for only 2 days. Tamalamer Yimei. So that's why the Pasuk says Yimei, to tell me it's plural, and the minimum of a plural is always two. So we see that even for 2 days, she'd be Mitameh. Great, but it's not only 2 days. Yom Echad Minayin. How do I know that if a woman only sees Dam for 1 day, that she would be Mitameh already? No Karban, no Shiva Nikim, but she's a Shomeris Yom Keneged Yom, and she has the ability to be Mitameh. So says the Gemara, Tamalomar, Kol Yimei, Tameya, Kol Yimei. That's why the Pasuk says Kol Yimei. So Kol Yimei comes to teach me that even one day. Tameya, Melamed Shemetame is Boala Kenida. The word Tameya comes to teach me that she could be Metame, her Boa like a Nida. That when a woman is a Zava, she is Metame, her Boa as well, just like a Nida, where, because the Torah never says by a Zava that someone who sleeps with a Zava is Tame. Like an avatuma that is metamei mishkav and moshav, the Torah only says it by a nida. So that's why Temeya has to tell me that she's able to be metamei the boel ki ilu she were a nida. He, then we dash from he. He metames boela veina zav metame mashahu boel, and then we darshan he to tell me this is one of those distinctions that we have between a zav and a zava, that she as a zava is able to be metame her boel, but a man who is a zav would not be able to be metame anything that he is boel. Meaning it's almost the comparison is not fair, because the act of bia for a man and the act of bia for a woman are almost two completely different acts. He is described as the Boel, she is the Niv'eles, but nevertheless, when she is Niv'eles, she as a Zava is Metame, he who was Boel her, but he as a Zav would not be Metame that which he is Boel. So says Marvalo Dinu, Umahi Sheina Metame Berios Kabiyamim. Metame is Boela, who is Shemetame Berios Kabiyamim, Eno Din Shemetame Mashu Boel. Says Mar, wait a second, which one is more common? Which one do we treat more stringently? The Zav or the Zava? Well, we know, as we've already referenced today, a man is metame b'ri'ils k'biyamim, which means he sees Ziva 3 times in a single day, and he's a Zav, full-fledged chayva korban. A woman sees Dam 3 times in a single day during the Yimei Ziva, she's a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She does not need a korban, she's not chayv shiv nikiyim, none of that. So don't you see that we treat the man more stringently than we treat the woman? Well, if that's the case, that we treat the man more stringently than we treat the woman, how could we say that only the woman is going to be metame, the person that's boel her, but the man is not going to be metame, the person that he's boel? If the man is treated more stringently, why is this kula coming up over here? Tamalomar, he, that's why it's a pasuk, that's why I needed a pasuk to tell me that it only applies to her. He metame is boel of enazav, metame, mashu. That's why the pasuk tells me that only she is metame the boel. He is not metame that which he is boel. Uminayin she also mishkav v'moshav. How do I know that he's tame enough to make a mishkav v'moshav? Granted, you tell me he, so it's an exclusion that she's not metame the boel. But apparently, the halach of making a mishkav v'moshav is not limited to her. So tamalomar k'mishkav nidasa. That's why the pasuk says k'mishkav nidasa. That comes to include that it makes a mishkav v'moshav. Says the Gemara, "Vein li ala shlosh yamim, shnei yamim minayin." So I would only know that you can make a mishkav v'moshav during the Yud Alf Yom if she saw for 3 days in a row. How do I know that if she saw for 2 days in a row that she can make a mishkav v'moshav, that she has the ability to take something that she sits on and make that an avatuma itself? Meaning previously we were saying, how do I know that she's tameh at all if she sees less than 3 days in a row? How do I know that there's any tuma called shomeres yom keneged yom? Now we're not asking how do I know that there's any tuma at all. I'm asking, how do I know that there's a certain strength to that tumah that it's able to make a mishkav u'moshav into an avatum itself? Tamalomer Yimei. So that's what the pasuk says. Yimei comes to include Mishkan Moshav. Yom Echad Minayin. How do I know even one day? Tamalomer Kol Yimei. Uminayin Shesoferes Echad LeEchad. How do I know that if she sees Dam for only one day during the Yimei Ziva, that she only needs a Svira, that she needs, she requires a Svira of one day for that one day? So how do I know that that there is this requirement of Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom? Tamalomer Yihyeh La. That's why the pasuk says Yihyeh La. We add a La to show you that that there's another day of Shimur, that in addition to the day where there was actual Tumah, where there was actual Dam that came out of her, she's not done yet. She has another day where she needs to be Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. Yachol Tispar Shiva. So Lishnayim, I might think she should count 7 clean days. She should require Shiva Nikiyim for if she were to see for 2 days in a row. Vidinu, and really, I could come up with a compelling logical argument to say that if a woman sees Dam for 2 days in a row during the Yir Al Yimei Ziva, that she should require Shiva. She should require Shiva Nikiyim. She should need a Sfira Shiva, and not suffice with just one more day of Shmira. Vidinu, the logically compelling argument is as follows: Umahu she'in sofer echad la'echad, sofer shiva l'shnayim. If a man sees only one ria, there is no sfira of echad la'echad, because the man is the man's rules are different. This is one of the ways that the man's rules are different. There's no din of sfira if a man has only one ria. If a man sees one ria, it's nothing. He's a zero. It doesn't do anything to him. It's only 2 rias that make him require shiva nikiyim, and it's 3 rias make him chayav a karban. So a man who does not even have to do anything after seeing one ri'iyah, yet if he has 2 ri'iyos, he needs shiva nikiyim already. So he, shesoferes echad ha'echad, she, who are more machmir by, where if she has only one ri'iyah, we require her to count one day. We require her to be a shomeres yom keneged yom. Einu din shetispar shiva l'shnayim, all the more so she should require shiva nikiyim if she sees 2 days in a row. So that's a pretty logically compelling argument. So why isn't that the case? Tamalomer Yiela Eina Soferes Ela Yoma. That's why the pasuk says Yiela to tell me no, she only counts that one day. She only has to worry about that one day. Alma Krayininhu. So all of this, why do we quote all of this? To show that the Yud Alf Yom Shebe Nidil Nida is Psukim. It's not Alach L'Moshe Misinai. We had it seemed like an offhand comment on the bottom of Ayin Beis Amid Beis, where we said, you could tell me from today until tomorrow, all the Shemen Kol Yom Kulo, Eini Shamei Alach, because there are 3 things that are clearly, obviously, 100% Alach L'Moshe Misinai. Chatziluk Shemen L'Toda, Revius Yayin L'Nazir, and Acharas Yom Shebe Nidil Nida, to all Alach L'Moshe Misinai. And we said, what does that mean? The Acharas Yom means the uniqueness of day 11 versus day 10. That day 11 is different than the previous days. So, or that day 11 and day 10 are different than the previous days, whichever one you want to hold, like Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. So we said, that's Halach al Moshe Misinai. Says Gemara, it's not Halach al Moshe Misinai. We just spent a whole Amud where we showed that it's all Psukim. It's amazing, though, this is the first time the Gemara has shown us in the entire Masechta. The most fundamental rule in the entire Masechta is that there's a difference between a Zava and a Nida, and what those differences are. This is the first time where the Gemara told us where that comes from. And where, in what context does it tell us where it comes from? Not any of the previous occasions where we're actually discussing Zava and Nida, where we say, well, wait a second, who said these rules are true? And we bring in Psukim. No, just to show, because someone had the audacity to make a comment that all of it is Halach al-Moshe Misinai, so then the Gemara, almost by accident, stumbles into all of these drushas. But bottom line is, you see that it's all psukim, and you see that it's not halach l'moshe misinai. Says Gemara l'Rabbi Akiva, cry l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah hilchasa. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's psukim. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, it's hilchasa. This can go on the list of the Chavos Yair in his list of questions on the Shitas HaRambam in the Akdamah to the Perashah Mishnayos. The Rambam, the Akdamah to the Perashah Mishnayos, who says that the greatness of our tradition is the fact that we have machlokas shouldn't make you feel dejected, that our tradition isn't strong, and that so much machlokas has been able to creep in, because don't worry, machlokas is okay, doesn't show any weakness in our Masorah. Adraba Elu Velu Devrelkim Chayim. And just to prove that our Masorah is ironclad and it's 100% strong, we have certain areas of our Masorah wherein Machlokas could never creep in. Namely, Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. You will never ever find the Machlokas in Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So the Chavis Yair says, oh yeah? And he has a tshuva where he has, I don't know, 20 examples of where we have Machlokas in Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So many of those examples are Machlokasim about details in Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Over here it's a Machlokas about whether this is Halacha L'Moshe Misinai or not. So the Netziv deals with this in one of his introductions to his commentary on the Shi'iltos. He deals with this question where he discusses that many of the cases where you find Machlokas by Halacha L'Moshe Misinai are not really Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. They're Hilchsa Gemirila cases, where the Gemara uses the expression Hilchsa Gemirila. Hilchsa Gemirila doesn't necessarily mean Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. It could just mean a very old tradition. Over here, I don't know. Over here, Hilchsa doesn't mean Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. Didn't we use the term Halacha L'Moshe Misinai before? Right, we use the term Halacha L'Moshe Misinai. So I don't know if the Chavis Yair brings this up as one of his kashas. I didn't, as I said, didn't have a chance to prepare today's daf. I've been getting very lucky till now just to be able to chop it. So I don't know. I haven't had a chance. So says Gemara Amrle Rav Shammai L'Rabbi Abba Eima B'Yumamet Havizava B'Leila Tavinida. So maybe we should say that during the daytime she's a zava, but at nighttime she should be a nida. So, meaning, if she sees during the daytime of the Yemei Ziva, she should, because it says Yamim Rabim. But if she sees at nighttime, maybe she shouldn't have a status of a Zava. She should have a status of a Nida. Amar Lei said, no. Alecha Amar Kra. It's exactly about your concern, about your statement that the pasuk says Al Nidasa, Samach L'Nidasa. That we say Al Nidasa, and Al Nidasa teaches me that she's, when she's eligible to become a Zava, already Samach L'Nidasa, at the closest time to her Nidus. If her Yemei Nidus end at Shkia, so what's the closest time to her Yemei Nidus? Right after Shkia, which is nighttime. So that's when she's already eligible to become a Zava. Samach L'Nidasa Emas Havi, when is this Samach L'Nidasa? Belele, that happens at night. V'kakari la Zava, and we call her a Zava if she sees Dam. At that point, Samach L'Nidasa. Says the Gemara now, just to finish off on Davar Tov. So you always want to finish off with something positive for the people who just attend the Siyam, that they should be able to understand something that you learn. Someone was telling me last night at the Siyam that he was learning Maseches Nida with an English translation, and one of his female employees was looking over his shoulder and was like horrified. What do you? Not so easy to explain. Not so easy to explain all this. So this works for everybody. You can explain this one easily. Tana Debe Elio Davar Tov. Debe Elio taught Kol Hashem. That anyone who's shona halachos, anyone who learns halachos, and as we heard last night at the Siyam from one of the speakers, there were so many, I forget which one it was, that it doesn't just say kol alomid halachos, but shona halachos, someone who learns them over and over again, someone who chazes, it must have been Rabbi Lau, that I think, because he spoke about chazara and 101 times, it was 100 times, so kol shona halachos, someone who learns halachos over and over again, with Chazara b'chol yom, is muftach lo shu ben olam haba, is guaranteed to be a ben olam haba. Shenemra, and notice, it doesn't say is muftach that he's going to go to olam haba. It's that he is a ben olam haba. Much like we refer to someone who, as we often say, someone who's a ben Torah. It doesn't mean he's going to Torah. It means that his life is Torah. He is Torah. It's part of his definition. He's a ben olam haba. He's an olam haba dikiyid. Someone who learns halachos each and every day. Every day he gets a little. He gets a little. Chelik in Olam Abba. Shemra Alichos Olam Lo. Al Tikre Alichos Ela Halachos. That Halachos will give a person an Olam. To that end, Mirtz Hashem, we're going to be starting a Chazara Daf Yomi Shir, 5 minutes a night. Chazara Shir after Marav every night in Shul. Once I get back from my vacation, Bez Hashem will start, I guess, next Wednesday night. The first few are online already, though. So Hadron Lech Tinokas, Malzah Slikulim Saks Nida, Malzah to everybody finish Shas, and... Okay, we'll see you in Brachos.